Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
And hindi lang si Jessica, no, at si Vijay yung example dyan, because here in Australia we also have one Filipina. We're very proud of her kasi ang dami-dami na niyang sinalihang mga syempre competition kung saan ay talaga itinaas niya yung bandera ng mga Pilipino, at ngayon naman nakilala siya sa isang show sa Netflix, no. Talagang inabangan natin ito kasi nga parang nakaka-proud pag may Filipino. What I like about her is talagang she pursues her dreams talaga, and we're very proud to have her today this morning. Let's introduce sa ating mga tagapakinig. Welcome back, fresh from Building the Band, Netflix Building the Band. We have Erica Padilla. Erica, good morning and welcome. Sorry.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
How are you, bago ang lahat? Kumusta?
I'm good. I'm feeling really proud of everything that happened. And yeah, like I feel fresh and excited.
Yeah, you look very fresh and happy. That ang ganda-ganda ni Erica.
How do you stay, like, alam mo, so always okay kahit sobrang busy? You know, I follow her sa social media, and you know, she's very busy, diba?
Yeah.
Pero how have you been?
Yeah.
You know, you've been taking care of yourself, you've been very busy, but how's everything?
Everything's good. Like, I love, like, being on my feet and, like, just the rush of everything. If I slow down, like, I will stay slow. So I love, like, having this fast-paced kind of lifestyle. Like, I love it. It's my bread and butter.
How do you stay on top of everything? Like, despite all this busy schedule, do you have, like, a routine that makes you, you know, more active, or you exercise, or you eat healthy, all those things?
Yeah, I exercise. I do. Right now, I'm doing boxing. I've been doing boxing for a few months, and my boxing coach always says, "Is this Pacquiao?" Yeah. So I've been doing boxing recently, and I've been doing like the gym for a few years. Like, I actually got my qualification like ages ago. Like, I did a side quest and got a qualification in fitness. So yeah, I do like my fitness. Like, that's a good way of escaping and focusing on something different. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Alam mo, sa dami ng side quests, no? But you still do not, like, you know, you're off or away dun sa sobrang love mo, yung singing and music, right?
Of course.
And, yeah, it's so exciting to see you. This is a recently concluded Building the Band sa Netflix, right? Let's talk about it, right?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I want to ask you a lot of questions about it. Start off with, you know, how did you first hear about the show?
So funny story is, I was actually training in dance at the time. I was doing full-time dance every single day, and studying like ballet and jazz and tap. And one day I checked my phone, and turns out I'd gotten this email saying like, "Hey, like, we're looking to do like a band show. We can't say what network it is, but it's going to be really exciting. Like, and it's going to be like filmed in the UK." And I was like, okay, like, that's exciting. Like, I'd never say no to an opportunity. So I jumped on the phone with the casting producer, and they were like, "Yeah, so it's going to be a Netflix show." Like, and I was like, "You know what? That's amazing. Like, I would absolutely love to." Like, and so there was like a little bit of a process. I had to send through videos and like talk to the casting producers so that they could get to know me and see whether I was a good fit. And then I flew out to LA for the audition, and I got it. And I flew to Manchester, and we filmed there. It was a really fun time. Like, I had no phone on me, so I was really able to immerse myself in the experience. They took away our phones.
Oh, really?
And
during the whole competition?
Yeah, so no phones. It was a really nice escape from, like, real life, I guess. Like, you were very, like, immersed in the experience, and it was honestly once in a lifetime. I'm so grateful to have been a part of it.
So you didn't get to communicate with your family this whole time?
Well, we were able to, they like organized like Zoom calls, like just like through the phone. Like, you had to like ask and request to be able to call your family. Like, maybe you got to call them like once a week or, it was very circumstantial. But yeah, we were able to call our families every now and then, which was nice. And they would update us, but I kind of had to hand over everything to my family and friends.
And how long did this the whole like show took place for the shoot?
I think it was, I lost track of time, but I think it was over a month. We were shooting for about a month.
Oh wow. So and how was the audition process for you?
It was different from previous shows that I'd done. Like, I guess in comparison to Idol or in comparison to The Voice, like, with building the band, they like found me and they were really interested and they'd like looked into me and like seen what I'd done. Like, it was very thorough. Mm-hmm. But it felt different. I definitely would say like there is a very similar process for the shows in Australia, but over there it's like kind of different. But it was really fun. I enjoyed it. A lot of it was virtual, but then like doing the audition in LA felt really surreal. Like it was exciting. Like, it felt like a different challenge.
Hollywood.
Yeah,
telling you, Arina, how did you keep this secret? Because I'm sure, yeah. Diba.
Oh my gosh!
That, like,
that
yeah.
was when the you, biggest that, secret of my life. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was the biggest secret ever. It was really hard to keep it like from my family and friends. But to be honest, like when I'd done shows in the past, like I had to keep it a secret. And this one, I guess I kind of got used to holding in the secret, but it kind of got hard. Like, I'm not very good at like hiding things, like especially with my family and friends. Like, I want to tell them everything, and so it was really hard. Like, some people I told them that I was in Japan, and some people I told them that I was just off my phone. Like, it was really hard to like keep up with the secret.
Yeah,
it was very hard. But we were obviously contractually obliged to keep up with the secret. But yeah, it was very hard.
Yeah. So obviously, then Erica, when the opportunity came up, you said yes immediately,
without thinking twice. Like, I knew that I wanted to, you know, keep growing and keep expanding. And going global was really exciting. I was like, yeah, I want to experience that. I want to film in the UK. That'll be fun. So I was like, for sure, definitely, I want to do it.
And was it your first time in the UK too?
Yeah, it was my first time in the UK, first time in Europe. I've only ever traveled like Asia. I've been to the US, but for holidays. So yeah.
Wow, that's a big break for you.
Exciting. Very, very, very. It's a new challenge. I always say that it was like definitely a new experience. So, yeah.
It's a different stage. It's global, obviously, right? You've been to global stages, pero you've been on platforms, you know, like Australian Idol, and you've built a huge following on social media, TikTok. But how did this opportunity feel different from your past experiences? Like, because it's a different place. How was it different?
I genuinely think like it was a different environment. Like, I think that it mainly was that, like, it was a different environment, different people, different accents, different culture. Like, as much as like we're all English speaking, like the US and the UK, there's still so much of a difference. And so that was the biggest factor. A lot of like, even the technological terms, like when it comes to reality TV, is different in the UK versus even just the US.
Really?
So, it was just like, it felt like a whole new experience. Like, so and even just the fact that this was all blind, like everything was like you couldn't see your bandmates. Were kind of like kept on your own for a few months, like for a month you were kept on your own, and like you had your own apartment, you didn't see any other contestants, like you had no one to really like bounce the experience off and like share the experience with and be like, so how's this experience going for you, until we actually formed bands. So it was definitely like completely different. Like, I've never been like in my own company for that amount of time. Like, yeah, I watched a lot of Netflix. They gave us iPads, and so I watched a lot of Netflix. I wasn't able to use the internet, so they only gave us access to Netflix. So I spent a lot of time with myself, which was really it was really different, and I liked it. Like, it was definitely a cleanse. Like, you have no social media, no Google, like all you have is like Netflix.
But you didn't feel isolated at all, naman.
You felt like, I like my own company. You felt isolated, but it didn't, like, you don't take it for granted, because you know that this is for a really exciting reason.
And eto, Dan, tanong ko lang, how does it feel to actually meet Nicole, who is also Filipina?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I cried when I met Nicole. I literally got down on my knees and I was like, oh my gosh, this is Nicole Scherzinger. She's a Filipina icon, you know, like, it was very surreal. And even she said to me, like, my Filipino queen. Like, she called me a Filipino queen. I was like, oh my God, hi, Nicole. I was very starstruck. But like, even prior to meeting her, my dad and I, we would watch her Filipino covers. Mm-hmm. She had like a couple of songs that she'd done on YouTube, yeah. Of like her singing iconic Filipino songs.
Yeah.
And so I, yeah, I was already well versed in Nicole. And yeah, like she, I never thought that I would, you know, meet her and be yeah. in the same room as her and her mentor us. So it was very surreal. And yeah, she's a Filipino icon, so
yeah,
definitely sets the bar very, very high. Wow. And it's very cool to learn from her.
It must have felt great. There's a bit of a connection right there, mm-hmm. right, your roots. But also meeting, can you tell us more about meeting the other sort of like parts of the show, you host and the judges? Really big names in the industry, right?
Right, yeah. Huge names. It was very surreal. They look like, I don't even know how to explain it. They look like characters, like, yeah. of a show. Like, you don't, like, think that that's them. It's,
yeah.
it's like, almost like you want to touch them and be like, oh, wait, are you real?
Yeah,
so it was definitely very surreal. But they were all really kind, and they really wanted the best for all of the contestants, and they were very willing to share their knowledge, which, like, you don't expect them to be so willing to be like offering like genuine knowledge and like genuine help. So it was really exciting, and we felt very, very honored. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really great experience for you, Erica. No, pero ito naman, representing both your Filipino roots and your Australian background on a global stage, what did that mean to you going into this competition?
Well, going into the competition, I didn't know that I was going to be the only Filipina. And after seeing all the contestants, like, actually, let's go back to before even going on to the show. Like, I feel so strongly about my Filipino heritage. You know, I grew up in Australia, and like, it's, I guess, like, when you grow up in Australia, you have to really try and be in touch with your roots and really, like, focus on it and, like, make sure that you're, like, watching the telenovelas and, like, keeping up with, like, everything that's going on in the Philippines. I feel like you need to really want to be in touch with your Filipino roots. And so, like, growing up, I was always avidly doing that. I wish I'd learned how to speak more Tagalog though. But I was always avidly like trying to keep in touch with my roots. And so going into this show, I knew that like being that representation was very, very important, because that was the representation I always hoped for growing up. Like, I don't know whether you know, but like in High Five, like there was Kathleen and she was like Asian. And so like to have somebody like that looks like you when you're growing up is really important, having that role model. And so going into the show, I knew, you know, I want to be a role model and I want to set a good example. And like, if there's younger Filipinas or Filipinos watching me growing up, like, I want to set a good example and show, like, you know, like they can do this too, or like that there's a Filipino who's out there trying to make it. So I really wanted to be a good example, and that never, like, that was always on my mind. So yeah,
you're setting an inspiration now, because I'm sure there's a lot of younger Filipinas na, you know, Filipino Australians who are actually following you and seeing you on the stage. They can say as well, na, if she can do it, I can.
Exactly.
So thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank
you. That makes us really proud that you're doing your part in our community.
Thank you. No, I feel really, really proud, and like I'm doing it for the little girl in me and all the other little girls out there too, and boys. So I just feel so honored, because like it feels like I'm doing this, but a lot of people can live through that as well.
Can you tell us about, you know, meeting your bandmate
For the time, first time?
It was such a good experience. Honestly, like if you watch the show and like seeing how it happened, you can't like, it doesn't really capture how it feels in the moment. Like, you've just spent like a few weeks like talking to people and not even seeing them. Like, basically what I'm doing with you, Papa Dan, I can't see you and I'm talking to you. Like that, and like you don't know what they look like, and you're trying to picture it, and for like a week or so, like you're talking to them and trying to decipher what they're like and what they look like, and it's crazy to finally see them and to form a connection with them and a bond with them, before even seeing what they look like. And so it really was magical. Like, even just the way that they did it, like, we were all in these little boxes and they lifted the roof and you turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, there's my band. Like, you've made a commitment to these girls and you've made a bond with them. And so, like, finally seeing what they look like, it really just, like, every puzzle piece, like, clicked together. Yeah.
And even though you're here in Australia, you, of course, connect with them, right?
I talk with them every day. They're texting me right now.
Oh, really? Amazing. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The bond is really there, no? Ito naman, you've mostly performed solo in your career, right? Mm-hmm. So how was the transition for you into working as a part of a band, a girl band, to be exact?
Yeah, so I guess growing up, I was always in, like, a Filipino choir, and I was put in a little girl group there, like, growing up, like, maybe from, like, 11 to, like, 15, I was in, like, a little girl group, and I had to learn how to work with other girls and to, like, harmonize and how to really, like, work as a team. So I've always kind of learned how to do that, and harmonies, like, I've always learned how to do that. And so then going solo, I don't know. I've always wanted to be a singer, and, like, I guess, like, the way that it happened, like, didn't, like, I never boxed myself into only being a solo artist or only being in a girl group. Yeah. And so I'm definitely the person who's go with the flow.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, I was actually meant to be in another girl group.
Oh.
Yeah, I was meant to be in this girl group in the UK.
Wow.
And it was managed by Modest Management. So they pretty much managed One Direction, Little Mix, and 5 Seconds of Summer.
What happened to that?
So COVID happened.
Oh,
yeah, wow. So I was meant to be the only international pick to go and be in that band.
Oh my gosh.
And so I had already kind of made up in my mind, yes, I'm okay with being in a girl group, you know, like, prior to that I was solo, and so I'd already kind of, like, justified in my mind, yes, I'm happy to be in a girl group, like, let's do it. And then COVID happened, the borders closed down, and I couldn't fly over, I literally couldn't fly over, but they'd, like, spoken to my family, and they had, like, a representative come and fly to see me, and so it was very officiated and official. And then, like, the borders closed again, and we didn't know for how long. I don't know how the lockdown was over there in Sydney, but in Melbourne,
it was
tight. Like, you couldn't leave the country, so you couldn't leave the state, and you couldn't leave your 5 kilometer radius. So it feels like a distant dream, a distant memory. But that's what happened. And so when this opportunity presented itself to be in a band, I was like, sure, like, I was happy to be in a band before, and I'm happy to be in a band now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What an experience.
Wow. Yeah, with this one, Erica, that's a good point, right? Because now meeting new people, and you're, like, you know, the cameras following you and whatnot, it becomes challenging sometimes, right? Because sometimes, does it become personal? You know, when you have relationships, like, you're building with a band, I know it's just more music, diba, but there's challenges for sure, right? Do you remember? Do you have, you know, like, you know, challenging moments or one of the hardest moments? Do you remember during?
I don't know, like, when we became a band. Oh, whoops!
That's okay.
I just moved the microphone. when we became a band, I don't know, like, when we would, like, talk and, like, share our experiences, there was very much a sisterhood. And, like, I can throw that word around so many times and be like, sisterhood, but genuinely I mean it. Like, there was a sisterhood. And the way that we would speak to each other and the way that we would, like, care about each other was really friends first, bandmates second.
Amazing.
Because we wanted to look out for each other, and, like, when we were competing as a band, it was as a band, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was us against everyone else. Like, we wanted to, like, we were looking out for each other.
Yeah.
And that was always at the forefront of our minds, like, preserving this friendship and, like, making sure that, like, we're looking out for each other. And that bond was, like, the most important thing. So I guess when challenges did arise, it wasn't amongst ourselves.
Yes.
It was definitely like, okay, how do we, like, tackle this challenge that's presenting us as a group. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So talaga merong, kumbaga, merong friendship. There's a friendship that was built in there. So How was the, like, you know, with a girl band, how was it, like, rehearsals, you know, practice, yeah. and then yeah. the competition? Were yeah. you really, like, very competitive and, you know, we have to win this and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think, like, in the competition, it's very different because, like, for example, I've been singing since I was a little girl and I have my way of working and each of us have our own different ways of working. And so it was very much, like, trying to mold and, like, trying to work together really quickly and figure mm-hmm. out how each other works really, really quickly. So there was that, which was like, that was a challenge in itself in a good way.
Yeah.
And then against the other bands, I think we got so distracted by being friends. We were so, yeah, but in a good way, like yeah. we would like stay up until 4 a.m. Like when we had a call time of like, 6 a.m. like we would stay up really, really late just talking and getting to know each other, and I think the bond was really, really important to us. And mm-hmm. then when we'd like get into the room and like have to work, and like we would go into our vocal sessions, have to work really hard, go into our dance sessions, work really hard, we all knew how to like switch in, like lock mm-hmm. in. So yeah, I think we weren't competitive in a sense of being like we need to win this thing against everyone, like
yeah.
we were all on a very even playing field when it came to talent, and like watching the other bands, it wasn't like, oh, well, we need to beat them. It was yeah. never like that. We were like, oh my God, they're so amazing. Like it was very much like we were so appreciative of like everyone else's talents and what each band brought to the table, because everyone was very, very different.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't cutthroat like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah, it was more just like, you know, we're glad to be here and we want to, you know, fun. Make the most of this experience and have fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say, Erica, because I just want to, you know, say the names of your bandmates as well, if you can, right? Autumn, Jenna, and Norella?
Yes, those are my girls.
Yay. Say that with Siren Society, can you say that you've become, like, you know, friends for life?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We have become friends for life. I think the kind of experience that we went through was really one in a million. Like, I feel so lucky that, and I think because of that, we're like bonded for life. Like, you know, like trauma bonding. Mm-hmm. It's like that, but like positive trauma bonding. yeah, like yeah. we really went through something that's so unique and so not normal, you know, like being able to talk to each other without seeing each other, like that's not normal. And like we're so lucky to have been able to be a part of that. And if they do like another season or like future seasons, like I'm sure that those people will say the same thing. Like it's such a unique concept. And yeah, like I think even when you do like shows like The Voice and shows like Idol, you really do get bonded to the people that you get to work with because you're living this experience together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, ito naman. What was one of your favorite or siguro masasabi, I think, most memorable moments from your time in the show? Apart from, of course, forming the girl group and, yeah. you know, having that friendship.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe one of the most memorable moments. That's kind of tough. I think it was all really, really memorable. Yeah. off camera, I would say living in an apartment with the girls together.
Ah.
Because I have never had like roommates before.
Okay.
And I didn't know how that was going to go. I was like, are we all just going to like stay in our own rooms and not really like see each other? But we were constantly in the living room, like constantly talking. Like that was the most fun, like forming that bond.
Mm-hmm.
I think another memorable moment was meeting the other bands. That was really, really cool because, like, everyone's so different. And it's almost like you're kind of starstruck by everyone and, mm-hmm. like, wow, like, you're this person who I heard sing, like, a week ago, like, mm-hmm. but I never got to connect the face and now it's you. Like, that's what you look like.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Erica, no, whether it's personal or professional, what are some key lessons you walked away with after the whole experience?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think the biggest thing that I learned was to stay true to yourself. I think to stay true to yourself and to just be honest about who you are, because a big part of the concept of the show was trying to form bands based on connection, not just talent and not just like merit,
mm-hmm.
but who you are truly as a person, and whether you're going to be able to get along with your bandmates. And so I think like being in the booths and like talking to people for a week and trying to like explain who I am and trying to like, I guess, get along with people, like I kind of learned that I have to be true to myself. And like, I knew that I was going to do that walking in, but like, as soon as you start the conversations, like you kind of, like 100% it's solidified, you need to be yourself, because otherwise you're not going to form real connections. You can't like pretend to be something you're not at all. Like you have to be like completely honest about who you are to your core, even if that means like losing out on some connections. Like I was very vulnerable and very honest in the booth.
I saw you cry.
Yeah, I did cry. I shed some tears, you know, because I was not afraid to be myself and to be vulnerable, because that, I guess, weeds out people who just really aren't gonna, when it comes down to it, if I have a moment where I'm gonna, you know, like where things are tough, like I want to know that this person's gonna be able to, we're gonna be able to lean on each other. And if they don't want anything to do with that, then we're not a good match. So I think like at the end of the day, like being honest and being true to yourself is the most important thing.
Let's ask her, if you were invited back for another season or a spin-off, would you do it again?
Well, it depends. If it's to form a new band, then I wouldn't. But if it was a spin-off to, you know, like continue being in my band and like seeing how we go, then yes, for sure. Why not?
And now that you've experienced both solo and group performances, where do you see yourself heading naman? Is it more group collabs or, you know, just doing it, you know, doing your own music by yourself?
Yeah,
or solo?
I think like definitely for the near future, being in the band is so fun. It's like a new challenge. Like being in the studio with like your best friends is really, really cool and like so much fun. And I guess we'll see where the wind takes me, you know, and you know, you never know where you'll end up. And I'm not like, yeah, like I'm happy to do whatever, and to
go with
be in this band is fun. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the flow kind of girl.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
Oh wow, and not to forget, no, the things that you have been doing, you've been very, very busy here, no, in Australia, diba. Kumusta naman when you returned, you came back from the States, right? Or after the show, after everything, nabalikan mo ba, you know, or did you start up anything new here in Australia?
Did I start up anything new in Australia?
Yeah. On your own?
No. You know, I've been on the phone at, because obviously the time zones are really, really different. I've been on the phone at like 3 a.m. talking
girls.
To the girls and talking to like our management about like, like band stuff and like making sure that like we're continuing this band and posting together. Like we'll have like a little meeting and be like, okay, so what are we going to post on Monday? Like everything's really been like everything. Like if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna give my all, and so yeah.
Okay, so can you give us a little sneak peek, Erica naman, to what's coming in next for you and your band? No, are there any music, mga projects, or I don't know, live shows maybe?
Yeah, so I think we definitely have more music on the way.
Yay.
Which is really exciting and really fun. We've actually been collaborating with a Filipino choreographer in the US. So I think just like continuing the band and keeping up with everything. We've got some amazing, amazing people who, amazing sirens, as we like to call our community and our supporters. We like to call them our sirens. Like we have, we want to keep, you know, like keep Siren Society alive and keep, making music for them. Yeah.
How did the name Siren Society, you know, form?
That's
Tell us
a fun
a
question.
Bit story. Yeah. The story about that.
Yeah, so we had 24 hours to lock in a name. They were like, lock in a name now. And we were only able to discuss it on camera. So when we would be off camera, we weren't allowed to talk about it. And so when we would get on camera, we had all of these other name ideas, but we also had to get them cleared. And like, so that it's like, we're not taking any other names. Like we can't call ourselves One Direction if there's already a One Direction.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had to clear it. And, Siren Society was one of the names that we thought of that we could clear. Sirens, because they sing and they like lure people into the ocean with their music. And then we were tossing up between like girls, babes, dolls, but ultimately we landed on society because we liked the SS, and we also liked the fact that society is a collection of like a lot of people. It's like a community. It's not just us four.
Yeah.
It's anyone can be a part of the society. So if you go onto our Instagram or onto our Spotify or TikTok, you'll see it says welcome to the society.
Amazing. So very inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's one piece of advice you'd give young Filipino or multicultural artists on the dreaming of breaking into the music scene? Because your work ethic, admirable, alam mo yon.
You're
relentless, ika nga. But what's one thing that you want to, you know, lead that moment?
That's a really good question. I think to remember your roots and to know that there are people rooting for you back home and people who are rooting for you because they can connect with you and they can like they see themselves in you. I think that's a really important thing. And then to take every opportunity. I think sometimes you might see something and think you're not ready or think like, oh, I'm not sure about that. Mm. But obviously trust your instincts. But at the end of the day, like it's really important to put yourself out there. And if it's your dream, then keep going, you know. And yeah, I think to stay humble too and to keep remembering where you came from and why you're doing it. I think that's really, really important. And I constantly am reminding myself like of what I've kind of done to like be where I am. Not that I don't think I'm anything flash or anything, but like to...
You've come a long way.
Yeah. And I think like that journey is like really important and to... Yeah, to also help people around you, you know, like if there's other artists who are around you, like you want to lift them up as well. A community is really important and
Yeah, hindi lang yung work ethics ni Erica yung admirable, yung passion niya din. Because, you know, we all get tired, but all I can see kay Erica is talagang yung, I love what I'm doing, you know, and it inspires everyone around you.
Oh, thank you.
I know you get tired too, but it doesn't show because you're human.
Yeah. No, I keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, the energy is like, and the passion is really there. Diba, Dan?
Thank you.
That's right. Well, before we end, though, let's do a quick game.
Yeah, yay!
The game is called Bandmate Bingo. All right, so this is a quick fire question. So we'll be asking a question. You have to answer it. This is about your experience in building the band and the kind of people you'd love or not love to have in your dream group. Okay, so when you're ready, first question: who's your ideal bandmate? Is it a perfectionist, the goofball, or the chill one? And who are you in the group?
Ooh, I love a goofball. Yeah. I love a goofball. For me, out of those three or out of anything?
Out of anything. Those,
yeah, anything.
Out of anything, I would say I'm like the... I don't know. In my actual band, I'm like the organizer. I'm like the I like write everything down. I'm the note taker, and I'm the pusher. I say like, okay, everyone, it's time to wake up. Come on, we've got somewhere to be. Like we're running late. We're running Filipino time.
Okay.
I'm the one who goes, let's do it. Come on.
You're the organizer. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Number two question. Who in your band was most likely to steal the spotlight? Of course, in a good way.
Yeah, I would say Autumn, because she is a rapper and she's just really cool. Like, she's a really cool girl. So I would say her. I would say everyone in their own unique way, but I think that something that Autumn brings to the table is she's a rapper, which is cool.
All right, third question. Who had the weirdest warm-up routine backstage or before you performed? And what was it? Like, it really shocked you.
Ah, you know what? I would say me. I have the weirdest warm-up routine, and I put my weird warm-up routine on everyone.
Really?
So I have, like, a really big straw, and you use that to, like, make your vocal folds vibrate, and I made all of my girls use the straw and, like, learn how to, like, blow bubbles. You're pretty much just blowing bubbles into water. But I had the weirdest routine and I put it on to everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grabe. First time ko narinig yun, ah.
Yeah.
The true, in the bubble. But this is going to be the last because we're 1 minute to go before 11. Would you rather forget your lyrics on live TV or fall off the stage during a big finale?
I don't know. Maybe the second one would go viral, but I have to say the first one. I'd rather forget my lyrics because you can make it up.
Thank you for playing Bandmate Bingo kasi mga Pinoy mahilig sa bingo. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for your time.
We really appreciate having you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It honestly means the world. I've been seeing you since I was, what, 16?
15.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.